Mark Ash, who's one of our students at the Bible College, and who the Lord has blessed with a joy that comes out of the very challenging parts of life. Mark will share a little bit of that with us this morning. But Mark, it's such a joy to have you share with us. May God bless you as you bring the message and the word to us this morning. Let's encourage, let's pray for Mark as he speaks and encourage him in bringing the word of God today. Thank you, Mark.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you for the invitation. It's very nice to be here. I am a little bit nervous, and like Ray said, I am a student, so please do not condemn me for being a false prophet that stands before you. I'm still learning the word, so if I do go a little bit off-piste, pull me back, because I love nothing more than to be told this is the right path, that's the wrong path. Amen. Yeah, thank you to Kids Corner for Enoch. I think that's my job done now for Enoch. I mean, you know, I've not come up here to reveal anything that is not already been found in the Bible about Enoch. I've not been able to find much about him, but I'd just like to hit on Hebrews 1, which is, sorry, I'll just pull up my, yeah, so Hebrews 1, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. That is what the ancients were commanded for, so Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. But it's the confidence part, the confidence, hope, and assurance. Now, Enoch was 65, you know, and then he was blessed with having kids. Now, I think if I was 65 and the Lord said to me, you're going to have kids, I think I would need a lot of confidence, hope, and definitely assurance. But, you know, it just shows me that once he's had that, you know, once he's been given that gift of being able to have a child and then more children, you know, he's just been so in awe of the Lord and, you know, and had so much faith in the Lord for what he's done to him that he's able to then, you know, my personal opinion, to walk another 300 years with the Lord. And just like the kids were saying, poof, he's gone. Where's Enoch? And I'm like, really? Are you really going to end the story there? It's like, please, you know, give me more. But, you know, that's Enoch, you know. We've sort of like wrapped Enoch up. But, you know, there's so much other examples about the confidence and the hope and the assurance that, you know, I came across. And, you know, I'd just like to share a few of them with you. Yeah, so in Luke, there is a, when Jesus is walking through a multitude of crowds, you know, there's like loads of people there, you know, they're all surrounding him, you know, and there's a, you know, there's one woman that's been bleeding for 12 years, you know what I mean? And just imagine it, she must be, you know, trying to push through that crowd, you know, just trying to touch the Lord, you know, because she, you know, for one, she has the confidence in the belief that if she could just touch him, you know, and then she has the hope that, you know, the hope that if she does touch him with the confidence, you know, and the belief that it will happen, you know, and the assurance that she has no doubt that if she can just get to Jesus, that her bleeding that she has had for 12 years, you know, will stop. And, you know, and it did. And, you know, and what grabs me the most is the last words that the Lord says to her, which is, daughter, your faith has healed you. You know, the faith. So with the confidence and the hope and the assurance comes the faith by the grace through the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus. And then also I pulled up on the Canaanite woman as well, you know, crying out for her daughter, you know, Lord, Lord, you know, have mercy on me, you know, for her daughter was demon possessed, you know, and, you know, she is obviously, you know, the same again with confidence, hope and assurance, you know, in faith, just praying that, you know, this demon will be taken out of her daughter. And again, you know, once she puts all that together, you know, the Lord turns around and says to her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and, you know, her daughter is healed. And, you know, it's, I try and bring that into a lot of our lives now, that when we pray, you know, I believe that when we pray, as it is in Hebrews 1 to 5, they mention Abel and Cain. You know, and Abel is, you know, comes to the Lord with, you know, with a, you know, with a feast, you know, with lots, you know, with a fatted calf. And Cain, unfortunately for him, you know, comes to the Lord with just a few, you know, vegetables, I assume. You know, and, you know, and the Lord sees more favor on Abel. And, you know, so I just encourage myself that when I come to the Lord, you know, I, in prayer, you know, I come to him, you know, with a fat heart, you know, with, you know, give him all the glory and praise and have the confidence, hope and assurance, you know, that whatever I pray for will come to, you know, fruition. And when I, and when I do the same for others, like the woman who was praying for her daughter, you know, when I pray for others, I, you know, I give that same enthusiasm, that same love and that same confidence, hope and assurance. Yeah, praise God. And, you know, it's just, it's been an amazing journey. I'm actually quite nervous. I've not done this before. But, you know, yeah, so I just encourage myself and others that, you know, when I come to pray, you know, come before the Lord in prayer, you know, to be an Abel and not a Cain, you know, because I think, you know, that's what the Lord wants, you know. He wants us to come, you know, with a sincere heart. And, yeah, I mean, a part of my journey, you know, with the faith was, like I found the Lord in prison. I spent over 2 years in prison, and I wasn't a Christian at the time, and I just kept getting this pull to want to go to church, but I kept rejecting it, thinking, no, I don't need to go to church. You know, why do I need to go to church? But one day I went in there, and you know, I had quite an overwhelming experience when I went in. I was inside a prison, but I was really at peace, and there was a lot of weight taken off me. But when I came out of prison and I was came out of the church and I came back onto my wing, onto the block that I was on, I was walking back to my cell, and I was like seven doors away from my cell. And on the floor, there was a leaflet. Now, I needed the confidence to pick that, to pick it up. And when I picked it up, I had that feeling when I looked at it, and then I started to have that belief. And, you know, and then I started to read that leaflet, and I started to have hope, you know, that things were going to happen for me, things were going to change for me. And, you know, and then I just had that, you know, that assurance. I didn't have doubt. I just had this, you know, I just had this overwhelming belief that, you know, if I prayed on this, you know, if I just asked God, you know, the leaflet I picked up, you know, would it help me on my journey? And when I picked the leaflet up, it said the Nehemiah Project. I didn't know what Nehemiah meant, but the project that I actually went into was about rebuilding their lives. But because I picked that leaflet up and had the confidence to believe in it and to trust and, you know, to ask the Lord, you know, please don't let me go out of prison homeless. You know, I've rebuilt my life in here. I've now found you in here. You know, fortunately for me, he done that for me. He heard my prayers and he answered them. And, you know, I went out in, I didn't come out of prison homeless, and I went into a project called Nehemiah Project, and I managed to rebuild my life. But when I didn't have faith, I was a drug addict. When I didn't have faith, I was an alcoholic. When I didn't have faith, I was a home wrecker. When I didn't have faith, my mum didn't have a son. When I didn't have faith, my sister didn't have a brother. When I didn't have faith, I was sleeping homeless. When I didn't have faith, my life was a wreck. I go into prison. After 10 months, I find the Lord. When I found faith, my mum found her son. When I found faith, I was no longer a drug addict. When I found faith, I was no longer an alcoholic. When I found faith, I didn't have a relationship for 20 years. When I found faith, the Lord found me a wife. You know? When I didn't have faith, I didn't have a job. When I had faith, the Lord gave me a job. The Lord's got a sense of humor. He done a full circle on me. And he was like, what I'm going to do with you, Mr. Ash, is I'm going to give you a job, but your job is going to be a recovery support worker for those in addiction. I'm going to send you back in. You're going to shine the light into their darkness and try and pull them out, you know. And I come out of prison without faith. I was a wreck. I come out of prison within 2 weeks. I'm on fire for the Lord. I'm on gas mark 9. With faith, he's sending me out into towns and saved and trying to save people, you know. Out of faith, I was nobody. In faith, he wants me to be an evangelist. You know, he's sending me to South Bank. He's sending me to Brockwell Park. He's sending me to Camberwell Green. He's asking me to pray for people, to preach to people, to show people, look, you know, this is where I was. Look where I am now because of the grace through faith in Christ. And, you know, it's an amazing journey when you just take them top line out of Hebrews 1. When you have the confidence, the hope and the assurance through faith in Christ that your life will change. And my life has changed. And, you know, I wouldn't be standing here now if I didn't have the faith and I didn't pull a part of Hebrews into my life. And, you know, how I got saved, I just opened the Bible. That's all I did. I was in prison. I got hold of a little Gideon's Bible about this big. I haven't believed in anything or anyone for 38 years. I pick up a Bible, I open it up, and before I know it, I'm just being transformed. That whole negativity, that the whole old self is just being totally wiped clean. It's all gone, and I'm standing here, a new creation in Christ. So, amen. And
amen.
Amen. And I'd just like to end it just with 2 Corinthians 13 and 14, which is, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Something about the holiness of God when he touches a life and restores a life and puts that person back into action. And the word for that is grace. And as Mark shared in Hebrews 11, verse 1, the confidence, the hope, the assurance of faith, which comes to ordinary people in the most difficult of circumstances, just transforms us, transforms the world, transforms everyone around us. So as we think about that and reflect on that, we're going to reflect on this precious testimony, this incredible challenge that comes to us through the simple story of a man called Enoch who just walked in faith, an ordinary man whose life was totally transformed by faith. As we consider in this hymn, let's think about, let's worship the Lord, let's give thanks to God in this hymn as we prepare now, not only to reflect on the words, but to think about communion and prepare for communion in a few minutes. Thank you.